Hi, I'm Samantha Feenberg, and I'm here today to talk with Chance Swartz. She is an NGA and USBF pro. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what drew you to bodybuilding to start with?
Oh, okay. A little bit of a long story that I'll make short. Sure. I was always an athlete, always, you know, was inspired and thought it was great to watch bodybuilders and things like that. And honestly, when I was 30, actually right after my 30th birthday, I was diagnosed with lupus, a pretty aggressive form of it. And it had already cost me a few things that I had done. I was beforehand, I had wrestled, I danced, things like that. And I couldn't really do those anymore. But I still loved being in the gym. I still loved working out. And I looked at my husband and was like, I want to try that. I want to get up on stage. I want to try it. At that time, bikini was still really new. So I was like, oh, I'll do figure, you know, because that's what girls did.
Right.
We went to Dexter Jackson's show. And, you know, got to actually meet Joe McNeil,
his
coach at the time. That was 2010.
Okay.
Yes, 2010. Got to meet Joe McNeil, his trainer at the time. And I was like, hey, I want to do that. So he, you know, worked with Walt and I. And I did my first couple shows as a figure girl. Until I realized that I was not built for figure. So I'm a little tall and not quite built for the size. And then I happened to run across Steve Weinberg one day, and he was like, hey, if you want to do anything, you better get out of figure and move over to bikini. So I, after that, I switched to bikini, and it's done pretty well for me.
Awesome. I didn't realize you started in figure. That's...
Yeah, I don't look like you, though. I look like olive oil, so, you know, couldn't really pack on the side. Actually, Steve Weinberg said, hey, unless you want to put about 30 pounds of muscle on, you're too tall for this, and bikini's where you need to be.
Right.
And I said, oh, okay, thank you. I guess I'm switching classes.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of having the multiple divisions now. You can find where you fit. Sometimes it's trial and error. So, so you in 2010 switched from figure to bikini.
Well, that was when I first started training for it. I switched to bikini in 2000 and, oh my goodness, I should know this. I think around 14.
Okay.
So yeah, about 4 years ago.
Okay. Now, it looks like you've earned your pro card, NGA pro card, USBF pro card. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was probably one of the best feelings, honestly,
yeah.
You get it. You understand, you know, especially when they call your name and you know that you've placed and you got your pro card. You know, I started out with the USBF first, so I started with them first when we lived up north, and then, you know, when we came down here, NGA just had so much more opportunities for me, and yeah, it's been awesome. Last season was my first, like, I guess, real full season with NGA as a pro,
okay.
And it was an eye opener. Like, it was like, okay, I was up against such good quality athletes that I was like, okay, you know, I gotta change this up. I gotta, you know, work on this. I gotta work on that. So this season, you know, I feel a lot different. I feel a lot better.
Who is your coach?
I work with Steve Morbesh, which is Team Flawless Physique. I can't even say enough good things about my team, about my coach. The girls on my team, you know, It is a family environment. So that helps a lot.
Yeah.
We push each other a lot.
That's good to hear.
Which is awesome.
Now, what was your, this year you've competed, yes?
I did. I've done one show so far.
What was your last competition?
It was the Ultimate Fitness Classic in down in Coral Springs.
Okay.
So that was good. I took second in Masters and second in Open. And then I ended up taking another pro card in Bikini Model.
Yes.
Which I had never done before, but they'd asked me to do it. So I just was like, sure, I'm already here. And yeah, ended up taking a pro card in it. So can't complain.
That's excellent. Now, with the Flawless Physique, are you training at his gym, at his location, his home gym, or do you train at Bailey's?
So we do have the team gym at his house. We can train there if we need, you know, help with something or things like that. I primarily train at Bailey's.
Okay.
But we do all of our group posing sessions at the group gym. He has literally a stage lights, the whole nine yards, mirrors built in to the gym. So like this past weekend, we just had a huge group posing session, which is great because you are on stage.
That's such good
practice. Being moved around. Oh yes, it's awesome practice. It makes you ready for stage time.
Mm-hmm. Even just being in the lineup with other girls and knowing your space and how to move, and that's awesome. Now,
exactly.
Do you have other shows coming up?
I do. So I have Bill Morris' show coming up this weekend. So this is peak week for me.
Okay.
And he's an awesome promoter. He was actually the first show I ever did with NGA when I transferred over. So I love the show. You know, I kind of feel like I got to do that show every year.
I have seen you on a Bill Mora stage in Ormond Beach.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Yes. Now,
luckily you haven't had to judge me yet, because that would make me even more nervous.
No, you're gorgeous up there. So, you're doing the pro division, pro bikini. He's not offering the fit model or the bikini.
No,
model.
So he's not doing Masters and he's not doing bikini model. So I will just be competing in the Open.
Okay, great.
Which, you know.
Great.
Which is a whole nother pressure on itself.
Now, do you feel that you're coming in with something a little different than you did down in Coral Springs?
I do. I'm coming in a little leaner.
Mm-hmm.
I had amazing feedback from the judges at Coral Springs. I was happy with where I was. They were actually really happy. They said we were, you know, literally just little tiny things apart from first and second. So that made me feel really good. So we just tweaked a couple little things. So I'm coming in at the moment. I'm coming in about a pound and a half leaner.
Okay.
So we just changed a couple little tweaks, but nothing crazy, because we just really did feel good with the package that we brought, and the judges were happy with it. So, you know,
yeah. Now,
just a little fine tuning.
Let me touch back on, you had mentioned when you were 30, you were diagnosed with lupus. And now, how does that affect your training and your everyday routine as far as getting ready for competitions or even in your off season?
It is... Okay, as you know, a competitor, you know our training life is already hard.
Yeah.
It makes everything, I mean, it sounds bad, but it makes everything 10 times more complicated. So everything has to be thought through, even the simplest things as what movements I'm doing.
Right. Can you explain exactly what lupus?
So lupus is an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
So basically the easiest way that I try to explain it to people is, if you get sick on just an average, you get the flu, okay, or an infection. Your body goes, oh, hey, those cells aren't supposed to be here. We need to get rid of them, and it attacks them to make you better. Unfortunately, with autoimmune issues, and especially with lupus, it doesn't know the difference between a good cell and a bad cell. So it attacks any cell at any time in any part of your body, any organ, joint, muscle, whatever it wants to. It just can't tell the difference. So our bodies are basically attacking ourselves.
Okay.
So, and with me, I have a more aggressive form of lupus. I actually have organ involvement. So some people just have skin issues. Some people just have, you know, some muscle or joint type issues. I have both of those and organ involvement. So mine actually affects my heart, my stomach, things like that. So for me, it's even more of a game. But I have a great team at Mayo. I've been with them for 10 years now. So everything from my cardiologist to my rheumatologist, everybody's in-house. Everybody's on the same page. They know I compete. Okay. You know, I have to get little waivers from them every year, actually. you know, we all kind of basically all stay on track with each other. They, you know, they talk to each other. They talk to me. We talk about the training season coming up, what they would like to see, how things are going. And honestly, Steve is great. Mm-hmm. He is on top of everything, wants to know if, you know, if something's bothering me, if something makes stuff worse, better, now, any of that.
Does this affect your dietary?
Oh, yes. Because it is starting to cause issues with my stomach and my GI tract, we have found that
had to alter.
There's just, yes. So even stuff that, I mean, we eat clean, mm-hmm. but even stuff that, you know, a normal competitor can eat, you know, I just can't handle, you know, for whatever reason. You know, so everything, there is no one size fits all with me, or there is no like, oh, well, okay, you know, these girls, instead of doing cardio, they can go do HIIT. Or they can go do this. With me, especially with my heart issue, cardio is completely different for me. So I can't go crazy cardio classes or get on the, you know, stair stepper and go 90 miles an hour. Everything's got to be very slow, controlled. And believe it or not, my lovely right shoulder, I've got 2 labrum tears and an acromion tear that they still haven't repaired because it's a little too dangerous. It's basically baby it is better than trying to operate on it.
Okay.
Because of the infection risks. So even things like simple shoulder movements or this or that, and it's also affecting my left hip. And the joke originally at Mayo was, hey, let's make your, you know, hip last till you're 40. Well, now I'm a few months away from 40. So it's still lasting. So I'm like, oh, maybe we'll hit 45.
Would you agree that the sport of bodybuilding is actually helping you battle this?
Oh yes, and you know, and my doctors have said the same thing. I mean, at the end of the day, I was already a little different because I was, you know, an athlete before. However, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of lupus patients, and you know, chronic illness in general, they get to the point where, you know, I feel like I can't do this or I can't do that or this hurts or that hurts. And I'm not saying there's not days where I just am like, okay, you know, I got to tap out or, you know, what have you. But it definitely, eating clean, eating healthy, you know, being constant movement of something, you know, moving, keeping my body strong, hands down, all of my doctors at Mayo have said, if I didn't do what I did do, they do not think that I would be where I was at. Actually, you know, what a lot of people don't realize, and I think you and I have talked about this before, but when I got to Mayo, because I had been misdiagnosed for so long because I was an athlete and I was, you know, quote unquote, healthy.
They're misdiagnosed, yeah.
Yes, I was misdiagnosed for years, and when I got to Mayo, I was sick. I mean, I was really bad sick. I had already been through 2 heart surgeries, chemo, the whole 9 yards. Nothing was quite working, and they basically said, we got to get your system back on track, or you've got about 6 months. So, you know, when somebody tells you that, it's a little, wow, okay, but yet here I am 10 years later, and I'm going harder than ever.
Yeah.
So
look the best you've looked, and you're competing with the best. I love it. Now there has to be days where your energy is low. And what do you do to get through those days?
Well, you know what, to be honest, there are days. Yes. I mean, there is no reason why lupus can, it can do whatever it wants anytime it wants. So there are days where I just go, okay, you know what? I got to listen to my body first. Yeah. I know it's leg day or I know it's this. And it may be I just go into the gym and go, okay, I'm just going to do body weight workout instead of actually a full, regular workout. Or it may just be, okay, instead of going to the gym, I'm going to do some stuff here at home, and then I'm going to take a 4-hour nap.
Right.
So, and there are days where I just don't, I have to listen to my body first. Rest is super important, just for us in general, but for lupus patients, if we wear our body down, it actually makes us worse. Our body will actually fight back even harder.
Right. And for in general, recovery is so important.
Yes. Yes. So, I think at this point I've gotten pretty comfortable enough, knowing my limits. And knowing when I'm, I'm not quite there, or something's just not right. And I've learned to listen. I've not always done that. Sometimes right. I'm a little stubborn sometimes.
Now, do you with the whole social media buzz, are there any athletes that you follow or that truly inspire you that you've?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's so many amazing women.
Right.
I mean, I love looking at the guys. Don't get me wrong. They're just as important in the sport, but I mean, I look at some of the, for example, I followed you before I even met you.
Thank you.
Then the standards, I love Dana Lynn Bailey.
Yeah.
I think, she's just like this little pocket size, awesomeness. And honestly, I love India Paulino. She was there the day I got to talk to Steve Weinberg, and
she's that.
She backed him up and she actually spent a little bit of time like showing me. She's like, oh, well, here's the difference and here's what you can do. And for someone of her caliber to, take, 15 minutes with me and just like talk to me one-on-one, that was awesome. There's just so many. And then honestly, I kind of call her my swole sister, Maria. She just turned pro in bikini this past weekend at Pittsburgh Masters. So her and I, train together. We do everything together. We pose together. There's just so many. I don't know if I can say this, for radio, but there's so many badass women from bikini to the bodybuilders. I mean, I like watching them all, and then it makes me push because I'm like, man, look at her, look at this, look at that. So yeah.
Absolutely. Well, now this weekend, you're going to be down in Ormond Beach competing at the NGA, I think it's the Central Florida Classic.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yep. We wish you obviously the best of luck at that show. And is that going to be it for the year? Is that going to be your last show?
No. So I had set a goal for myself, which was to get qualified for Universe. And I did.
Okay.
So I am already qualified for Universe. That's my next thing. We'll do this show, see how that pans out, get some more feedback from the judges, and then take all of that. And Steve's already putting a plan together of how he wants to handle, basically August and September. Try to, my weakest area is my glutes because I am 5'11". People laugh at me and I say, I've literally been built like olive oil my entire life.
You're literally 1 foot taller than me.
Well, you are a little pocket size. You're like a little pocket size. You're so cute.
That's great.
But yeah, I mean, I, in standing next to girls that are shorter, they have so much more muscle mass than me. So we've really been trying to just figure out a way to make my body put on mass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue working on the glutes, working on the hamstrings, things like that. And then I really hope to, you know, honestly, I don't even care what place I come in at Universe, just to,
that's going to be an experience.
Yeah. Just to go, you know what? I got qualified and I went and I competed with all of these other amazing pros that had to, you know, place at a certain level and, you know, win classes to be on that stage. It's not like just any pro can show up, you know, you got to be invited to that.
And, absolutely. You should be.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, I am super happy. So everything else from here on out is just, you know, icing and cherry on top. It's good.
It's good. Now, if there's anybody that wants to follow you or reach out to you or has questions, how can they contact you? Either through Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, so I'm not a huge Facebooker. I do some little things here and there. But so my main thing is Instagram. I didn't for the longest time, and then I kind of realized that I should. So my Instagram is RSQ521. So, yeah, they can always follow me on that. And I try to post a lot. I'm getting better. I am definitely not a... the social media pro yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
You know, you're always, and I'm starting to find this more and more, you don't realize who's watching and who you're inspiring and, or who you're having a positive impact on. It's kind of a neat thing.
You know, what's funny is, after a show last season, a woman in the audience came up to me. She found out I had lupus.
Okay.
And she came up to me and she just goes, I just want to hug you because I didn't think about that there was other people that were doing this that, you know, had my illness. And she's like, not that I want to compete, but she's like, it's just awesome to see someone up there that's pushing through this. And I was just like, it made me cry because I was like, holy cow, like, that's all I needed. I didn't care anything else about that night. It was like this one person just came up to me and hugged me because she felt like she could connect with someone. And so after that, I started trying to get better at social media. I do put it out there that, hey, I do have lupus. I have an illness. I'm not shy about it. People ask me questions. I'll answer it. You know, if they have concerns,
I just talked to you at the
anything.
I had a whole appreciation and I was like, wow, this is incredible. You know, and you have a son, you juggle, you're a mom, you're a wife. Yeah. So I'm like, it's a lot going on and you do it and you handle
sweet.
It.
Thank you.
But
try.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see how this weekend coming up, turns out for you. I'll be watching. Thank you for your time this evening. It was really nice talking with you.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, like I said, I love what our sport is doing. I love what we're bringing to the table.
Yes.
And, you know, if we can, even if this helps one person, even if one person says, hey, you know, this made me feel better, that's good enough for me.
Yes. All right. Well, you have a wonderful evening and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll see you this weekend.
All right, goodbye, Chance.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hot Spot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.